The Koi Gig Pod.
I'm going to have people with torches and pitchforks outside my door with this next question. But anyways, here we go.
Our version of the Ronaldo effect. You okay, hon?
I'm not good. I won't lie.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
Football on Off The Ball.
With William Hill. Prepare for greatness during the Euros. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Now, delighted to say that I'm joined by Republic of Ireland international and Birmingham City player Jamie Finn to look ahead to tonight's game between England and the Republic of Ireland. But Jamie, before I ask you about the game itself tonight, how's the ACL recovery going at the moment? I believe you were in getting further physio this afternoon. How's the recovery a few months out now?
Yeah, it's going good. I'll be 4 months post-op the end of July. It's kind of flown in aspects, but then again, not really. But I'm up in Santry 3 times a week, which is good. It's going well. Taking it week by week.
Is it tough on weeks like this, where there's a couple of big qualifiers on, like the England game, like France next week, when you know you're resigned to the fact that you knew this was going to be a long-term recovery from the knee ligament, but can't be easy when these big matches are on?
Yeah, like during the summer there, obviously the club football was stopped, which was kind of nice for me not to see that. But it's tough when the girls come back in. But listen, I'm their number one supporter right now. That's all I can be.
Tonight, look, I suppose the task is difficult. We were chatting to Kathleen a little bit earlier on about particularly having Katie McCabe suspended. Then you would have had Heather Payne as a natural starter if it wasn't for her Achilles. And Ciara Caruso has become the player to lead the line, really, under Eileen Gleeson so far. So some key absentees, which makes it all the more difficult going up against the second best team in the world and the reigning European champions.
Yeah, like as you said, they're three key players for us. But I think with that, you need to look at the positives. And the positives in that is that other players are going to come in, get their opportunities and hopefully start the game. And yeah, I think you need to look at it in that way. The whole squad needs to be kind of ready to go and perform when they're asked to do so. So yeah, the three players are going to come in and start. And then obviously the subs on the bench, like we're a whole team. So that's obviously a positive that people can get opportunities.
I think I'd probably prefer to have Katie McCabe and not to have to even consider this, but given the dependency that's been around Katie and that there's always so many arguments about whether it's better to have her further forward, does she need to be more central to the play rather than been out wide? Is she wasted in the left wing back position? All these discussions for the last 4 or 5 years, we're now getting to see a big game without Katie McCabe, whereas you say players are probably going to have to step it up a few percent in her absence tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Katie's a world-class player and we're obviously grateful to have her. Obviously hugely disappointing that she's not available tonight, but like I said, like players can come in and put their stamp on the game and we can see it from a different view as well. And then obviously we can see, right, where can we put Katie then? If someone comes in and performs well, then where can we get the most out of Katie as well? So we can look at it that way as well.
Dare I ask, I mean, you've played alongside her and trained alongside her. At international level, what do you think would be your best position?
Oh God, you're putting me on the spot here. Like, I think the wing back position, it does suit her in a way. Obviously, she's a great attacking force, and defensively she does well too. So if we play in, it all depends on what formation we play, really, doesn't it? But I can also see people's argument that she could be better further up the pitch as well. So I'll leave that to Eileen.
That's a very good tactic to go. But I said I'd ask you anyway. Denise coming back in. So I felt like Denise O'Sullivan was missed a little bit in the Sweden games for the times when Ireland could have done with maybe adding a little bit more control or just having her extra little bit of quality when she gets on the ball. She's going to captain the side tonight against England. Could well be captaining in her home city of Cork next week for the game against France as well. Touch wood, she doesn't pick up an injury or anything tonight. What does Denise O'Sullivan bring back into that midfield, Jamie?
Yeah, like Denise again is another world-class player. When I play in midfield with her, I love it. I think she's so good defensively as well, because sometimes obviously we're without the ball and you look to your right and you see her there. She's such a good player defensively as well. And then obviously on the ball, yeah, she's a huge asset for us. And I think similar to Katie, like with Denise, where is her best position? If we're playing two sit and hold in midfielders, is she one of them or is she the higher, maybe number 10? It's difficult because obviously we want her on the ball, but then we need players to feed the ball to her if she's in that higher position. So it'll be interesting to see the midfield dynamic tonight and, yeah, where she slots into that.
Yeah, I think ideally, if it was a team where the other positions were very much set, you'd want her to be as close to the striker as possible. But sometimes when you're playing, like we saw with the Ireland games, away to France and away to Sweden, it can be about digging in and a little bit of graft and making sure that you use the ball well when you have it. And I think Eileen kind of prefers to have players out wide playing a little bit higher and everyone else just kind of sits in very compact. And for these next two games, it's probably going to be trying to be very difficult to break down really against England and France.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that should really be our bread and butter of being defensively sound and compact. And that comes along with in the central areas being compact and maybe forcing it inside, because obviously England's qualities are out on the wings. They're fast, they're direct, they're strong. So if we can force them inside to, yeah, the likes of Denise, she really hunts down play and she wins the ball back. Turnovers, yeah, are really, like, that's one of her strengths in her game. And then obviously when she gets on the ball, she's calm and composed. And yeah, it's obviously where she plays then, and when she gets on the ball, who is she giving it to? Is it going to be Amber tonight? And then who's maybe going to be the other striker to come to feet if Amber goes out, stretches play? So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Niamh Fahey is back in, thankfully, fit again, a bit like Denise. I think she was missed in some of the games that she was away for. Gone over the century of caps now at this stage as well. Maybe you can tell me what it's like when she's playing defensively in that team, because there's loads of competition now with the players who've been recruited in the last 12 months or so to play, and whether it's going to be, say, three centre-backs or in a flat back four. But still, it seems that Fahey is still a key player in this squad right now.
Yeah, absolutely. When I think of Fahey, I think of a leader, especially in that back line. She demands from her midfield, from her forward line, back line as well. When I've played wing back with her and she's one of the centre backs, like, it's constant communication, and that's what you need. Like, as a player, you look to your left and you want that communication from your centre backs. And obviously in midfield, when I'd play there as well, it's very, very verbal, and that's what you need. And she's just such a presence on the pitch as well. And I think with Fahey as well, she is composed on the ball too, which in that three central is vitally important if we're playing out as well. We need centre backs to be composed and pick out players like Denise in midfield. So, yeah.
Jamie, the challenge against England tonight, we saw them at the Aviva maybe leave a few chances behind them, but I thought they were very good. They're under a little bit of pressure now because of their dropped points against Sweden, where they need to make sure that they get positive results over the next few days if they're going to qualify in the top two places and automatically go to Switzerland. But if you could talk to me a bit about, like, what's the challenge about taking on this England team who have won the European Championships and who have been to a World Cup final just last year?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. Like, as you said, as a nation, they're up there with one of the best. But I think we need to embrace that. It's where, like I've said this before, it's where we want to be. We've got promoted now to League A, and that's, as a nation, we want to be there. We want to be competing. And the only way to get better is to compete against these nations. But I think it's all about developing. Obviously, with new management, new style of play, like, it's not going to happen overnight, but we need to take these games as a developing kind of game. And obviously, listen, we go out to win every single game as a footballer. That's what you want to do. You want to win every single game. But also we need to be focused on our game plan. And I'm sure Eileen and the backroom staff have got them raring and ready to go for this game. Because as you said, England will come out and they'll want to win this game.
It's proper deep end stuff, isn't it, though? Like, when this draw was made and it was going to be three of the teams in the semi-finals from the Euros the last time, you know, Sweden have done so well at the Olympics in recent memory. England carried that form into the last World Cup. It's a little bit of a culture shock going from some of those teams that were playing in League B to now playing the very top end of League A here. But your hope would be, as you've said, that longer term, this might be growing pains, but could be really important down the track to get this experience against the very best here.
Yeah, like as you said, I don't think we could get better opposition than we have right now in this group. But as a elite athlete, and obviously being a part of the Ireland team, we want to strive for more. We've obviously gotten to our first International World Cup, and that was brilliant for us and a nation. But we want to continue that. We want to grow the game. We want to grow our performances. And you only do that, like I said, against the best in the world, in Europe. So it's a challenge, but all the girls I know and backroom staff and everyone involved are up for it. So,
and look, there's still a European Championship qualification place potentially on the line further down the track. So it's going to be the playoffs as the route after this group, and Ireland want to make sure they're as high up the seedings as possible for that to be favourable. I guess before those games, and also with ranking points being important for draws that are coming up over the next while as well, they'll want to finish this out with two positive performances, Jamie, I would think, over the next 5 days as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're looking to the future, and obviously that European Championship is where we want to be. Like I said, we've gotten to a World Cup, our first major tournament, but we don't want to stop there. So with the Euros coming up next summer, that's where we want to be. We want to be competing there. So yeah, we need to focus on two good performances and getting them under our belt. Yeah.
What's your expectation for tonight then? I guess even taken into the context as well that England need to win this, because when Sweden and France are playing each other, England need to profit and probably try and catch up some of the goal difference on Sweden as well. So they're going to be going full tilt at this at 8 o'clock at Carrow Road. But how do you see tonight going?
Yeah, like as you said, I think they will come out like raring to go and wanting to score goals. And I think that was kind of our downfall the last time we played in the Aviva. They kind of scored obviously early on. And we need to kind of nullify that in this game and start strong and coming back to our bread and butter of defending, being compact. And then when we get the ball, that's our next phase of developing as a team, I think, and trying to keep it and being calm on it. But yeah, I think we really need to start this game well, and hopefully we'll see at the end, yeah.
And would the hope be something similar to France, where they visibly got very frustrated, and even the Sweden away game as well, where, look, Ireland have shown, and you've been involved in these teams as well, where if Ireland are compact and difficult to break down, the hope would be that that might start to frustrate the 27-odd thousand people who are in there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you can even like see when teams do that to other teams, they get frustrated and sometimes they don't know what to do then. So I think, yeah, obviously the game plan, the girls will follow to a T, and yeah, hopefully we'll frustrate them and maybe, yeah, I don't know, get them on the counter. I don't know. Who'll know? Who knows? We'll see tonight.
Well, Jamie, best of luck with the continued recovery from the dreaded ACL injury over the next while as well, and enjoy the game tonight. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Prepare for greatness during the Euros. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.